This is Dr. Olivero dictating for August the 23rd of the year 2023. The first patient is Joshua Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R. First name Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. This is the clinical case of a 25-year-old African-American male that is a patient of a mental institution, the Finder, F-I-N-D-E-R, in Huachula, referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has a background of sickle cell abnormality, and apparently the patient has developed crisis that had required hospitalization and evaluation in the hospital. At the time of the admission, there was elevation of the serum creatinine. This happened in 2023, and the patient was seen by Dr. Pigman, P-I-G-M-A-N, in emergency room. IV fluids were given, and the kidney function has corrected, period. Several determinations of the kidney function have been done lately, and the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.3 with an estimated GFR that is more than 60 mL per minute. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of hematuria, no evidence of casts, no evidence of protein, period. The main concern is the lack of control of the urinary sphincter, and the patient that didn't use to urinate on himself is doing that lately, and is a major concern. In that regard, and in the presence of a normal kidney function and normal urinalysis, the patient should be evaluated by a urologist. He has a history of congenital hydrocephalus. If this hydrocephalus is playing a role in the control of the sphincters, is not known. And my recommendation is to have a urology and neurology evaluation to see if they could find a reason for him to develop the lack of sphincter control. Following number, the patient has the congenital hydrocephalus, and that is a neurological problem that is being given follow-up at the Finder. The following number, the patient has autism that also is treated by the specialist. And following number, the patient has the sickle cell disease that is followed by hematology. At this point, I am going to return the patient to the Finder for the continued follow-up with my suggestions. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We follow up if necessary. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral. 25 minutes in the face-to-face and 10 minutes in the documentation.